Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart. The middle wall of separation has come down, merging the ancient Jewish anointing with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls not the Jewish anointing, not the Christian anointing, but the one new man, the complete body of Messiah. And when these two anointings come together, it's going to do what God said himself. He said in the Gospel of John that the same glory that it was on Yeshua will be on them. That when these two glories merge together, these two anointings merge together, it releases the one new man. And we're talking about the glory of God. And my guest, David Herzog, featuring his brand new book, literally just off the press, called Glory Invasion. And glory makes everything speed up. It makes it, David, it makes it instant. I like that. We live in instant America. I like instant. I don't like praying for 50 years for something to happen as it's been in the past. Are you finding that your prayers are accelerating as the glory is accelerating?
Oh, it's amazing. Everything's going so fast. My brain can't even keep up with it now.
Give me an example of something that you have prayed or even in giving. I understand it's accelerating.
Oh yeah, and everything. I take a map of the United States, and I go in my room, and the glory would come upon me. And I remember I'd get different prophecies from different prophets. You're going to go to this city, like New York, or here or there, and this is going to happen. So I would just hold on to these prophecies, and one day God said, "Take them out, stick them in the glory, and they'll happen." So I'm in my room praying, and the glory comes in, and I said, "Hey, I'm going to take these prophecies and just stick them out there." So I had one word that I would speak in New York City on Wall Street, right on the Wall Street area. So I just began speaking it. Next day, no, not even the next day, within hours, I had an email. "Would you please come speak in this big conference in New York on Long Island?" I said, "Praise God." Then I realized, wait a second, that's not Wall Street, but close enough. So I got back in my prayer room. The glory came, and I said, "No, Wall Street specifically, open up." A few hours later, I get an email from a whole different pastor that doesn't know me. So would you come? Our church is right on Wall Street, right on Fullerton, right near the stock exchange. We have a big church here, and we're hungry. There was a revival here 150 years ago. Would you come? So like just even the acceleration of certain things opening up that God has already ordained, but just accelerating it.
You have so many fascinating things in your book. For instance, chapter 9 deals with the resurrection glory, actually raising the dead. Is that going to be as commonplace as it was in the first church?
I think it'll be more so, because the Bible says the latter shall be greater than the former. I think resurrections, we're going to see not just one case here or there, but just as we see mass healing and mass deliverance, we're going to start seeing mass resurrections.
But the one chapter that intrigues me the most is the one called Elisha Glory. And I teach a lot about Elisha. What has God shown you about the Elisha glory?
Oh, well, a lot of people talk about Elisha like, oh, that's the double portion. I want the double portion of blessing or the glory or the anointing. And I tell people, yeah, but you have to have an Elijah to have an Elisha. If you're not following an Elijah, and I talk about Malachi where it says that God talks about the turning of the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the fathers back to the children. So I teach and I explain, well, who are the fathers? Is it just the revivalists, or does it go further back? And I told him it goes all the way back to the Jewish fathers of the faith, even from the Old Testament, Abraham and Moses, and then the 12 Jewish apostles. And so as we turn our hearts back towards the Jewish apostles of the faith, there comes a blessing. I believe even a double portion blessing begins to come. The firstborn always got the double portion. If you look in the Bible, the firstborn son gets the double portion. Well, the Jewish people were the firstborn into the gospel. And there's different scriptures in there where Esau and Jacob, you know, one of them wanted to be like the older brother and kind of copy the older brother and try to mimic his voice. And the Lord began to show me, as we connect back to the older brother, the Jewish people of the faith, that we'll get that double portion blessing.
And that's why I understand the first thing that you felt you had to do to launch your ministry, it's probably the last thing you thought you had to do, but the Spirit of God showed you this, was you literally had to go to Israel first.
Exactly. I had just gone to the mission field. I had been in France, and I got to Paris, and within a couple of weeks, I said, "Lord, what do I do now?" He said, "Go to Israel first." I said, "But you're not calling me to move there. You just called me here." He says, "I know, but go there first. bless my people, and I'll take care of the people you're trying to reach that I'm sending you to. So I go over there, and I led about 13 people to the Lord. When I got back, it was nonstop revival for 5 years straight. Everything is just exploded.
You recently got back from Israel, and you called me when you got back, and you said it was so exciting seeing the openness of the people. One particular man was watching the glory come on your people, an unsaved Jewish man. What happened to him?
Yeah, he says that's the highest level of energy that I've ever seen in my life. He said he studies energy levels. And he said, I would love to have that kind of energy. And people were getting baptized in the Jordan, and they were crying and shaking. You know, they manifest when they sense the power and glory. And he says, man, but this is real. I've seen so many people come here and get baptized, but I've never seen this, a lot like this. And I said, well, you can have this. He says, but you're leaving. I said, come on, let's go. So we went to the locker room to change. We threw him a bathing suit, and he actually works there. And make a long story short, he received Yeshua into his heart. He said, I really want this. And I want to know the Messiah and everything. And pray with him. He got baptized. He came out of the water glowing. It's just an amazing, amazing. I think you have some footage of that, too.
Oh, we do for our television show. But, you know, I don't know why, but I mean, something's triggered. We were talking earlier this week that the two of us had the privilege of ministering at your tent in Miracle Valley, Arizona, the campgrounds of A.A. Allen, the great miracle ministry. And the tabernacle that witnessed so many miracles, it's in disrepair. And one of the people that traveled with me grabbed just a piece of wood so he could have sort of like a memento of the place where all these miracles took place. He took it into his motel room, went to sleep. The next morning, he gets up, and that little piece of wood is coated with gold dust.
Wow.
I'm still in awe over what happened at that meeting, and I don't know exactly what happened within me, but I know that my faith level has accelerated as a result of being at that meeting. How about you, David?
Oh, major. Oh, yeah. Since we've gotten back, we feel like we can believe for anything. There's like an authority, there's a confidence, there's a greater faith. Yeah, I think it's a greater gift of faith and a greater glory combined together.
You know, R.W. Schambach, most are familiar with his ministry, he was mentored by A.A. Allen, and he saw one miracle. He saw many hundreds of thousands of miracles, but he saw one miracle just before his very eyes. There was a little child that had 26 things wrong, and in an instant, I believe A.A. Allen went into the glory realm. And then proclaimed the healing and held the little baby. And while Schambach looked, the legs, the feet that were club feet, straightened out, the toes popped out. I believe that is going to become commonplace when any believer is in the glory and has a revelation from God what to do in the glory.
I believe it. Yeah, I believe we're just starting to see the very beginnings of it, but it's going to get a lot, lot stronger everywhere we go and everywhere the body of Christ are hungry and searching. That creative power is coming. God is still a creator. He's still in the business of creating body parts and doing miracles.
Listen, body parts would be enough, but you showed it to me. God is causing precious stones, and I heard one person say, well, that's because on the robes of many of the angels, there's precious stones. But you showed me a beautiful one that God had given you.
Yeah, it's a purple gemstone. Actually, my daughter, her name is Glory. And God told her, I'm going to give you a diamond or a gemstone. And she believed it. And she kept looking and looking, and nothing happened. And she began to cry a little bit and said, but Daddy, Mommy, I thought God spoke to me. I was sure. And as we were about to leave, we looked down and just right at her, almost at her feet, there was this purple, beautiful gemstone. It looks almost like an amethyst, but it's not. It's different. It's just amazing. Gemstones from heaven coming on meetings in the earth. It's just boggles the mind.
Well, another of the speakers at the A.A. Allen meeting campgrounds that we were at was Jeff Jansen, and he showed me a stone that he got that he told me an angel handed him, and he actually took it to a jeweler, a top jeweler, and the jeweler said, "I've never seen a stone cut so perfectly as this." And then Jeff said, "Well, what kind of stone is it?" And this is an expert an expert jeweler, and he said, "I've never seen a stone like this on Earth."
Yeah, a lot of these stones, the jewelers, they don't understand what it is. They say it's too perfect to be a diamond, because a diamond has to have some flaws, but it's too heavy to be fake or to be zirconium. It's amazing. They're usually amazed by it.
What did God show you, the reason that you wrote your book, Glory Invasion? Why did you write it?
Basically, I was getting a lot of this fresh revelation on the glory and quantum physics and the glory, and basically, the Lord said, you need to get this out. People need this. It's not just for you to operate in your own ministry. It's for anyone that can catch this revelation. They will begin to operate in the same level of glory, unusual miracles, and the whole thing. So it took me about, maybe 2 or 3 years to finish it. And then God said, last year, he said, you better finish it right now. This is the time. If you don't do it now, you're going to miss the timing of the Lord. So I just quickly just worked day and night and finished it up.
David, I am so excited that this is literally the premiere, getting this book out in distribution, because I saw what happens when you minister unto the glory. And you're telling me that if someone can capture the same revelation you did from this book, they can operate in that same glory?
I believe so.
Okay, Mishbucha, consider yourself challenged. You will be the same anointing you're sensing on this interview you're going to get on this book, Glory Invasion. And how would you like to live 24/7 in the glory? I can't think of anything better. And then we're including a special bonus with the book, a CD of R.W. Schambach witnessing this miracle, this young child, that 26 miracles happened all at once. And if you appreciate my guest this week, David Herzog, I've put together some of the most anointed guests I've ever had on the Messianic Vision, and we're having a One New Man conference in which I believe the One New Man is going to be birthed on planet Earth. And when this is all the ingredients of what God wants for his end time army, his end time church. It's going to start Thursday evening, August 23rd. If you'd like the brochure, call or write to us today. Actually, when you call for your book, Glory Invasion, and the CD by R.W. Schambach, your faith soar, for a donation of $20, order the brochure. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.